Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to all Fat Guy Radio Show listeners who sign up for a free 30-day trial. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Or click the audible.com banner on our website. Audible.com, proud to support Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I don't really think he cares if I get the joke down or not.
I don't think so either.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Oh.
I'm going to need the band to stop acting like this is like late night tonight or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. As soon as I said that, I was like, oh, man. Right in the beginning.
Right at the top.
At least we know exactly where it is. At least it wasn't further down into the show.
I like it when it kicks off. I'm going to be adjusting my headphones the whole day.
I could just restart the show and cut that out.
No, we're not going to do it again. We're professionals. We keep mulling through.
I'm gonna need the band to stop acting like the late night tonight or some stuff.
Snibble bits.
Oh, man. I feel like a jerk right now.
Jerk store. Don't like none of us have never slipped up. That's why we have editing.
Yeah, but a lot of the times the slip ups aren't really slip ups. They're like premeditated slip ups. Like someone knows they're gonna just do it on the show and just railroad the show.
Right.
Me, like, that just totally slipped. My black came out.
Your black is showing.
My black is showing.
Well, put your black away because ain't nobody wanna see that.
Oh, man.
Are you sure?
Hmm? Well, maybe Corey does.
Listener mail sack.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is when we go to the listener mail sack, where we go in and read your mail via email, or you mail it in. We actually only got one written letter. And when I read it, you'll find out why it's only one written letter. If you'd like to correspond with the show, you can do so by going to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com, and your listener letters may get read on the air. There are some that we're not going to read, that we had to omit. I am not going to read the ones that say, Corey, you're fat and you're unhealthy and you should consider going on a diet. Yeah, I'm not going to read that one. I'm not going to read the one that says you guys should not be in radio. Nor am I going to read the ones that say, what the hell kind of crap is this? I'm not going to read that. I'm not going to read those letters. So all of you that wrote those letters in, you know what? You can go screw.
Screw.
Just go screw.
Screw the wall.
Just screw.
All right. Back by popular demand, the first letter in the Fat Guy Radio Show listener mail sack. Dear Fat Guy Radio Show, I try to watch the live stream of the show, but when I miss it due to my work schedule, I watch the replay on your Vimeo page.
Vimeo.
In the background of Corey, I noticed something very familiar to me. A wanted poster of the Big O and Dukes show. I also listened to their show. Your shows are similar in ways. I hope you're not upset, but I took a screen capture of your video with the O&D poster in the background and sent it to Big O and Dukes. Have you ever tried getting any of the O&D guys on your show and vice versa? Thanks for doing what you do. Yes, fat people already know they're fat. Hannah and Tempe. In my shot, there is a wanted poster of Big O and Dukes, and I've mentioned Big O and Dukes several times on the show. And what is right above it is a blatant ripoff of their poster.
Oh, of some weird guy. Oh.
So they're probably going to see that. Have we ever exchanged reaching out to O&D and seeing if they will come on the show and vice versa? No, not once. Number one, Big O and Dukes are radio gods compared to we're radio janitors. We're radio janitors.
We're the custodials.
Yeah, we're the people that clean up after the people that clean up after Big O and Dukes.
We're pretty much the ninjas of radio. Like, you don't even know we're there, but somehow the stuff got cleaned.
Yeah, somehow. Yeah. We're Lysol ninjas is what we are.
Lysol ninjas.
The Swiffer ninja.
I like that.
We're the Swiffer Ninja. All right, next letter. Corey, whatever happened to the Tuesday night movies you used to go on with the sports show? I noticed after Daniel Taylor went from being Daniel Taylor to being DT on the show, you guys stopped going to Tuesday movies. Did something happen, Zach, in San Diego, California?
Oh.
Well, a little drama stirring up there.
I didn't even know he knew my name.
Oh, they know your name.
That's crazy.
Your name is in the listener mail sack a couple of times today.
Oh, what?
Yeah, even in the voicemail.
Oh.
What did happen? We stopped going to two. How were we doing that?
I don't know. It seemed like we were going like every week.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I remember it was summer. It was a summer months.
But how was I doing that and still working Wednesday morning?
I think that was when you didn't give a crap.
Well, that times have not changed.
Oh, well, there you go. Now you got a headphone beard.
I'm trying. I'm having a headphone.
Trying to look like me, that's all.
After the break, I trust y'all have this fixed. So we did. We went out to, we used to go out to Tuesday night movies all the time.
Yeah, we did.
And we just stopped.
How does that work right there?
It's horrible.
You look cool though.
You look fresh.
I look cool. I'm just trying to wear my Gavin DeGraw hat, and I still haven't written down Swiffer Ninja. No, nothing happened, Zach. It was like the summer months we were doing it. We were doing it for quite some time, and since then, I guess we just haven't done it. But listen to the rest of the show because something happened on Tuesday night that may blow your mind, Zach.
Ooh.
All right, next
that's
show.
Called a teaser.
Hey guys, I've been listening to your show for almost 3 years now. I've always been nervous to communicate with you guys because I never know what to say. Then you stopped reading listener mail. Yeah, that's Philippius' fault.
Yep.
Sorry.
But since you brought it back, and I love that it's called the Listener Mail Sack, I thought I'd Facebook message you. I guess this was on Facebook. I have to know whatever came of Corey and Philippius getting tattoos. Jake suggested on the show that Corey should get a tattoo of his face on his face just slightly to the right. I'm a tattoo artist in LA. Stop in if you haven't already gotten your ink. Love the show. We play it over the speakers in our shop. People are always laughing and asking who you guys are. Adam. Yeah, nice, Adam. Thanks for playing the show. Whatever did we do with our tattoos? I don't have any tattoos, but I did get a tattoo of my face on my face, and the reaction of my tattooed face still was the same. Hungry.
I get tattoos at work all the time. They're called plumber's tattoos.
That's called plumber's crack.
Yeah.
I think I got one right here.
What? You just keep hurting yourself.
That
little small, insignificant scratch.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, wait, I don't see it.
You sure that's not a cigarette burn?
I don't see it. You sure that's not a Halo Cigs light burn?
Oh.
No, not a cigarette light burn, whatever.
All right. Well,
I get tattoos. I get tattoos. It's called Farmer's Tan.
You do have a little mini Farmer's Tan.
I get that same tattoo.
We all have Farmer's Tan. Well, I don't have a Farmer's Tan.
I have Farmer's Tan like bad. I ran into an old friend the other day, and I hadn't seen her in like months.
Yeah.
And
make
like,
sure that's in the background, because I can't really tell because I only have one ear.
And like the first thing she said, she's like, man, you're black. I thought we passed that phase. I thought you already knew my nationality. She's like, no, like your face is like super chocolate.
You are getting a little darker mocha.
Okay.
I'm okay with that too. You know, you know what they say, the darker the berry, the sweeter
the juice.
Fat Guy Radio Show, I know you said this is the listener mail sack. Glad it's back. But if you will, can I shoehorn a birthday request in? I know Corey admits he doesn't know how to say birthday, so maybe DT should finish reading this email, or Philippius can translate it. Oh, wait, Philippius is Mexican like me and doesn't speak Spanish. Anyway, my little brother and I listened to your show when we were at school. The one show that made us laugh the hardest is when Corey does Bernie Mac. My brother has study hall period before me. How young are these guys? You have study hall?
That's high school.
Do you have study hall in college?
No. You might.
He said depends on where they're at.
That's true.
Or if they're athletes. If they're athletes, they have a study hall period.
Okay, maybe so. My little brother and I listened to Corey. My brother and I have my blah.
My blah.
Is that what he said in there?
Yeah, that's exactly what
he
said.
Happy blah today.
My brother has study hall period before me, so he gets to listen to half of the show first before me and always tries to ruin it. So can Corey wish my little brother LB a happy birthday as Bernie Mac? Peace and hair grease, KJ in Lubbock, Texas.
Nice.
Bernie Mac is normally when I'm like pissed at something.
You're fat and ugly. Go.
I'm not fat and ugly. What needs to happen is that LB. Let me tell you. See, there's gonna be some furniture moving around the city if LB don't stop telling his brother about the show. See what I'm saying? I'ma bust your head open to the white meat. I swear for the Lord, I will. All right, there you go. Happy birthday, LB.
Happy birthday.
Next letter. I think this is the letter of the week right here. Glad the mail sack is back. That's all. Alan in Phoenix.
Nice. Oh, yeah, man.
Thank you, Alan. Oh, that's Alan. A tearjerker right there.
You had me going, Alan.
Yeah.
You had me going.
Yeah, Peter kind of gives you a run for your money in this one. Did Philippius and Corey ever get motorcycles? Peter in Seattle.
No.
No, we didn't.
I'm working on it, though.
I want a motorcycle.
I'm working on it.
I want a motorcycle. Philippius has kind of kept on with the motorcycle love because that goes back to when we did the...
Bike night,
Westgate bike night.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
A few years ago.
We actually have a video of that on YouTube.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, go to our YouTube page and
check it out.
Page is still out there. Next letter comes from Glendale, Arizona. Dear guys, we all know Corey loves DT and DT loves Corey, but I love Corey's friend Kyla. Mm. Whatever happened to Kyla? Did little D run her off? Glendale. We have new listeners all over the place. Were you here on the Kyla show? I wasn't here on the Kyla show. All right,
this is gonna be.
Wait, Kyla was the one that couldn't cook, right?
Kyla was the one that couldn't cook that ran out into the back of the yard.
Yeah, Ryan told me all about Kyla.
Yeah, Kyla is basically the face and the beauty of this. And anytime she comes to the studio, it always smells like just silly.
It just smells like wetness.
Delicious beauty. Kyla is. What did you say?
Deliciousness.
I didn't say that.
Wet, delicious beauty.
I said wetness.
Wetness.
That's just nasty. Kyla is my friend, and she is extremely attractive. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's a TV personality.
She's
in media.
She probably is.
I do believe she is single.
Hook that up, Corey.
And she hasn't been. I'm on the show in quite some time.
Probably 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. So maybe we need to rebook Kyla to come back in.
Yes, we do.
Well, maybe not.
Because if DT
won't. Yeah, we'll give DT the day off and we'll put Kyla
fill in. No.
That's exactly how that will not happen.
That's not going to happen.
That's exactly
so
how
So when
we
are
do
you
it.
Taking a vacation?
Never. Yeah. I will sleep in the studio from here on out.
Yeah, so Kyla is my good friend. She's very attractive. No, little D did not run her off, but she was. Very put off by Lil D.
Didn't he bring a gun in that one time?
Yeah, he did bring a firearm in the studio one time when she was here, and she freaked out.
Yeah.
Lil D. And you wonder why he's not here anymore.
Then maybe I shouldn't come because I don't want to square off with these guns.
Oh! Our next letter comes from a very familiar voice. I'm going to try to do this one. I'm going to debut a new impression called the Lady K.
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, sweeties, Lady K. No, I just sound like a really, really gay Southern guy. All right, I'll read it straight. Hey, sweeties, Lady K here. I was wondering what you guys think about one, the baby in the American flag pick, and more for Corey. Two, Gavin touring with Shania Twain. Mm. Number one, I hadn't seen the baby in the American flag pick. So, of course, when Lady K speaks, we react.
Yeah.
So I did some digging on it. And if you're watching us live on Ustream, you can see a picture of it right now. The lady, the baby in the, it's just basically a cute little baby laying in a.
American flag hammock.
In an American flag hammock, and the dude's holding it. And there's a lot of people saying that it's, you know, discretion or it's against the American baby and American flag. So what I did is I didn't know about the story. So I Google searched, image searched baby and American flag. And that picture popped up along with 1.5 million other pictures of babies and American flag. So what's so different about this one? Do you take any offense to that, DT?
Not really.
Philippians, how do you feel about it?
It looks like just a regular picture. I don't know.
Yeah. I can see why people get upset. You know, oh, you're desecrating the flag, putting the baby in it. But at the same time, it kind of has a huge symbol. It's like, America got your baby. Like, we got you.
We got you,
we're
baby.
American.
Yeah.
We're going to cover the babies in the flag and say we got them. We're protecting them.
Yeah.
And the person in the picture is a Navy man.
The picture was taken by a veteran photographer.
Okay.
She actually is a veteran of the war, and the guy in the picture is a veteran, and that's his baby.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. I have a new sound bit to really explain how I feel about it. And here it goes right here.
I don't care.
That's exactly how I feel about it. I really don't care. It's a cute little baby in a freaking American flag, people. We just, in this country, we just pick any stupid ass reason to get all up in arms. I mean, good Lord. I can understand if the guy was holding the baby over the American flag, squeezing the baby's head to make it poop on the American flag, and then the picture was taken, then I can understand that as a problem. Other than that, it's a baby swaddled in an American flag.
I can also see, like, some kind of a reason to get up in arms if the baby was butt naked in the American flag.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, you know, you just put a bare butt on the American flag. Like, that's kind of disrespectful. But the baby's fully clothed.
True.
Swaddled before it got swaddled in the American flag.
Exactly. And you don't have little baby giblets all over the 50 stars.
He has a pacifier in his mouth.
He's got his pacifier in his mouth, so there's no little baby drool.
I'm assuming it's a he baby, just because.
I don't know. I didn't dig it.
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
So it could be a she baby.
It could be a she baby.
It's kind of small. It's too young to tell.
Maybe it's a preemie baby.
Maybe.
I don't know.
My
question is, how did he get the baby out of the American flag? Did he just drop one end of the American flag and just take chance by hand and just say, I hope I catch the baby at least by the neck or by the throat or by the foot?
I'm sure the photographer put the camera down and then either held the flag or pulled the baby out herself.
Yeah, okay.
One of the two.
Yeah.
I'm sure the flag never touched the ground.
I'm sure it
did. I'm hoping it didn't. If it did, then we have to burn the flag.
Then we have to burn the flag because with the baby in it.
That's what you do when the American flag touches the ground. You have to burn that flag.
We should do that. Same law should be with babies. If your baby ever touches the ground, you should have to burn the baby.
Well, then how is the baby gonna learn how to walk? Because you gotta learn how to crawl first.
Well, that's the problem. That's not my problem.
All right, then, Pharaoh. Just throwing all the way the firstborn child in Egypt.
Let my people go. What about Gavin touring with Shania Twain? I saw this. I came across. I'm going to tell you, I'm a little upset about it, Lady K. And the reason why I'm a little upset about it is because the Shania Twain and Gavin DeGraw touring is not coming to Phoenix. They're jumping right over us and going to San Diego.
SB 1070.
So I'm I like Shania. I think she's an amazing vocalist. I like Gavin, but I will say this. I believe it's time for Gavin to have someone opening for him.
I was just going
to
ask, is Shania opening for Gavin? Because
I
believe Gavin is headline material.
He is headline. Gavin, it's fine going out with Shania. I understand that. And his star is going to get even brighter. But I can tell you this right now. It's Shania. Yeah. Baby girl, we love you, but Gavin should not be with you. Of course, Lady K sent us a novel. Also, about the bra pockets of the vault, since I happen to be a girl, well, we know that, I have never seen the bras with the pockets found on Google. But I have to admit, when I wear pants that don't have pockets, I do tend to slip my cell phone under my strap in the front. And I have definitely hidden a cigarette and a lighter down in the vault years ago before I discovered electronic cigarettes like Halo Cig. She gets a plug in there.
Ooh.
And don't want folks to know. But that's about it. No candy, no bandages. Anyway, I also want to say thank you to D-Tay for my audible.com I'm listening, baby. Corey said to make it move, but I have a little bit of a different reaction. Love y'all. Keep it up, Lady K. So I'm not going to play her voicemail because that's essentially what she said in the voicemail.
Yeah.
Okay. The same thing? All right. Yeah, so basically she has a different, a visceral reaction to audible.com. I'm listening, babe. Why don't you go ahead and give her one?
Hold up. Give me
He's got to go to his solo shot over there.
Audible.com. I'm listening, baby.
Dear Mr. Corey Blaze, I'm writing you to log a complaint.
Oh.
What?
About the way you talked about Sun City. This is the one letter we got written. Young man, I live in Sun City. You would probably not remember me. We met at the gasoline station when you were with all those guys. You were busy going off to do a live taping of your show. It must have been Fat Guy Radio Show Goes to a Farm. I do remember this lady. You probably don't remember. I enjoyed meeting you that day, so I started playing your program on and off since then. My grandson gets a kick out of your cartoon on the internet. It was a pleasure meeting you that day, but my heart was broken when you spoke about Sun City the way you did when those animals got loose. There is a lot more to do in Sun City than you think. There are two jack-in-the-boxes to eat at. We have a KFC, Taco Bell, several pharmacies, and a big grocery market. I love how he says grocery market. But we pride ourselves on shopping at, why am I sounding like this now? But we pride ourselves on shopping at smaller markets. My neighbor Margie and Luther own a sewing shop on Grand. You like to watch movies. Did you know we had a movie filmed here about 10 or so years ago? That's very true. It was called Happy Valley. Happy Valley, there was a movie, and it was about a porn star that came to live with his grandmother in Sun City, and then he ends up getting everybody's sexual organs re-energized. That was the movie. I totally remember that.
I have to watch that movie now.
I have to dig it out. 10 or so years ago, I was in it, but they didn't let me speak. My house can be seen in that movie. We have garage sales, bake sales, and raise money for the church. Lots of exciting things happen in Sun City. It doesn't always take animals getting loose. Next time you're in Sun City, I'll carry you around. I'll carry you around and show you how fun this little town is. You don't have to apologize, Mr. Corey, but know your facts before running off at the mouth about a city you don't know. I forgive you for what you said, and I will listen to your radio program as I can. All the best, Mrs. Charles W. Schwab. P.S. It took me several times to catch your address. Can you slow down the next time you say it? Now you're probably going to make a little old lady joke. Go right ahead. I'm 69 years old. You'll probably make a naughty joke about that, too.
I love Mrs. Charles Schwab.
That's old school where they don't give you their name. They give you their husband's name.
Yeah.
Mrs. Charles W. Schwab. Mrs. Charles W. Schwab, you're right. I am not going to apologize. All right, last letter. I remember this lady I met. We were at the QT on Grand Avenue, and we had this big, huge van, and like all of the mutants were with us, and White Knight was with us, and Scotty, and who else went out there with us?
My sisters.
Your sisters were with us, and I mean, it was Fat Guy Radio Show Goes to the Farm, that T-shirt that we used to have up on the wall. I don't know what happened to it. But yeah, I remember this lady. I didn't know what her name was. I didn't remember. But that was 2 or 3 years ago.
Wow.
Was it 3 years?
All right. Well, Miss Schwab, I'm sorry. Your city still sucks. All right. last letter. Here in my hand, I hold the last letter.
Last letter.
Hi, Fat Guy, Sexy Mocha Cub, and Lip. You are all the cause of a very embarrassing moment for me. Well, mostly D-Tay, since he started it.
Oh.
A month ago, my girlfriend was telling me that one of her coworkers had passed away. Have your finger on that button, Lip. My girl says she wasn't very close to this woman, but she had seen her a few times around her office, and she didn't know whether or not she would attend the funeral. I immediately said no. I am not going to some lady's funeral. And my girl got pissed. But that ain't the worst part. As my girl was bitching about me not wanting to support her at this unknown dead lady's funeral, the only thing that I could think of at the moment was, no, she wasn't ready. When my girl finally took a breath, she asked me what... She asked me, what do you have to say now? The only thing that came out of my mouth was what was in my head. No,
she wasn't ready.
And now it's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Saying something. So, Mrs. Sandin, your home tells me you're a good folk, just like us. One of the haves.
And your blue flowers tell me that you support the purge.
We want to treat you fairly, so listen closely. Let me introduce us. We are some fine, young, very educated guys and gals. We've gotten gussied up in our most terrifying guises, as we do every year, ready to violate, annihilate, and cleanse our souls. But things took a turn. Our target escaped us, and several of your dear neighbors informed us that you, the Sandins, have inexplicably given him sanctuary. Mr. and Mrs., the man you're sheltering is nothing but a dirty homeless pig. A grotesque menace to our just society who had the audacity to fight back, killing one of us when we attempted to execute him tonight. The pig doesn't know his place, and now he needs to be taught a lesson. You need to return him to us. Alive. So that we may purge as we are entitled. Here's the plan, Sandins. You have until our provisions arrive. Provisions which will help us break into your elegant home. If you don't deliver him by the aforementioned time, we'll release the beast on him. And on you. And we can enter any home we want, and we will want, as wanting as our will on this fine night. Don't force us to hurt you. We don't want to kill our own. Please just let us purge.
From the BDB Production Studios in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun, it's Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
I got bills! I gotta pay! So I'm gonna work! This is the stupidest song on the planet.
Sounds I got stupid.
I need to feed!
Work, work. I don't know.
Here
song.
Comes. I got. What is happening right now? March 14, 2015, live from Studio G, chanting racial slurs on a sorority bus. It's Arizona's funniest internet radio show and podcast, heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially. Give us a like and a follow. Get your 2 cents in, America. Interact with the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long-distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7, or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Your comments may make it on the air. Today's show is brought to you by audible.com. Why does that jump around?
I don't know.
Have you heard this?
Nah.
This is gonna be the next biggest thing. I'm sorry, it's jumping around. We are excited to have Audible.com as a sponsor of this radio show and podcast. Audible is very particular about who they want to represent. So we are honored by their choice to be a part of us. So honor them by signing up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/FGRS and trying out the service, Audible will give you a free audiobook of your choice from their library of over 150,000 titles. One title they suggest that you might be interested in is Spartacus the Gladiator, unabridged by Ben Kane, narrated by Michael Pride. Audiobooks allow you to enjoy books in a whole new way. Be more productive by listening anytime, anywhere. Take advantage of this amazing offer today at audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the Audible banner on our website. Well, that was a nice full listener mail sack, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Detail all over there.
I'm all over there what?
You were all over the listener mail sack. Fill our listener mail sack.
Hey, my sack is huge. What can I say?
Oh, and that last letter, I apologize. We did the bit. That was from Paul George in San Diego.
You sure it wasn't in Indiana?
No, not that Paul George.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That's what he said. That
or
was
maybe, maybe he is that Paul George and doesn't want us to really know. You're not fooling me, Paul.
That's very true.
Take care of the leg.
Yes.
And remember, no,
she wasn't ready.
I don't care.
That's what Paul George is saying about it right now. All right. So, yeah, that was a fun. What'd you say? We're up on a break already?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Folks, I apologize for that. I will cover one topic in this very, very small break. Jody Arias. Somebody burn that bitch so we can open us up a jail cell so we can move on, stop messing up and taking up all this time and all this resources for this woman. I don't care if she's guilty or not guilty. Burn her, throw her out, put her in the street, and whatever happens to her happens to her. I'm tired of hearing about this woman.
Yeah.
Keep her alive. She's sexy as hell.
Oh,
we'll,
yeah.
We'll be that right too. We'll be right back on Faggot Radio Show. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Man, it seems like the show's just flying by.
It's moving along, ain't it?
Oh, man, it's like, wow, can you believe me? It's up, we're up on a break already? I don't know how this is happening. We must have had a full sack.
That's because it was in Detay's.
Oh, my sack is always full.
Detay's sack is full.
Need to drain that thing once in a while, man.
Oh, man, sometimes when you drain the main vein, it gets right back up and fill up.
Drain the main vein. Really? Did you really just say that?
Yes, I did.
Drain the main vein.
Hey, sometimes, you know, the vein needs to drain. Like, and it's the main one.
Well,
like,
we just told you about Audible.com, and since we're up on a break, it's about time that we tell you about our next sponsor. Philippians, go ahead and bait that down, because you know what it is? This is a great time of the year to head out to Las Vegas, Nevada. If you're heading out to Vegas or planning on it, you want to be in the know. You want to go to Vegas.com through the Vegas.com banner on our website or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Head out to Vegas for spring break, March Madness, NASCAR, anything you want to do out in Vegas, even if you just want to get away. Vegas.com is the way to do it. They are all Vegas residents out there. They hang out there. They party there. They work out there. They are connected to the people who set the deals. The moment the price dropped, the moment prices drop on Vegas.com, Vegas.com will drop the prices on their website as well, and they do it in real time. Vegas.com will save you money on all the hot headliner shows, tours, attractions, VIP service, top clubs. You'll get the lowest prices on your hotel. And here's something special. If your rate drops after you book it, they will tell you at Vegas.com so you can rebook, and Vegas.com will refund the difference. That's a best price
Oh, man. That best price guarantee
best
is
price.
So great. It had Corey choking. He couldn't get it out. It's
I
like
got all
unbelievably great deals at Vegas.com.
Oh, man. And click the Vegas.com banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Vegas. Baby, I'm Vegasing, baby.
I'm going to Vegas, baby.
I'm going to Vegas, baby. Well... Jesus.
Well, quick story.
Please.
My friend
actually just
went to Vegas.
Really?
He's in Vegas right now. And I believe he's booked it through Vegas.com.
That's what I'm talking about.
And guess who he met?
Who?
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen of the Cincinnati Bengals?
Exactly. The exact same Ray Allen. Also known as Jesus Shuttleworth.
Oh, and Jesus Christ Superstar.
Exactly. Ooh. So that's two NBA stars we had on this show today. We had Paul George and Ray Allen.
And Ringo Starr.
Oh, nice. When did he come back to life?
He's been playing basketball since the late 1800s.
Oh, man. Him and John Lennon must have a great team.
Yeah, so who did your friend meet in Vegas?
I don't get I'm sorry, I couldn't let you get to that
you
one.
You knew I was going for it, so that means I gotta play this one.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty.
I'm all over the place. Invasion of the crane flies here in Arizona.
What? Yeah. The heck is a crane fly.
Those big mosquito looking things.
Hold on, Lip, because you were the one that filled my head full of lies about these things.
Well, someone filled my head about those lies too.
So you're just a lie spreader.
Well, I didn't know. Just like you didn't know.
Okay, well, I'm gonna educate your ass now because you have
well,
me.
Well, I got educated just a couple days ago, so you don't need to do it, all right?
Okay, so then go ahead, then Lip, what's a crane fly and what do?
They eat nectar. That's what they do. They don't eat bugs or anything. They just fly around eating nectar.
They eat nectar.
Nectar, man.
Nectar.
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 They neck on your nectar.
They neck on your nectar. Shoot yourself, bro. Go ahead, butter knife, man.
I got a butter knife. Give me a butter knife.
Not a butter knife. I need you to headbutt a butcher knife.
Well, give me a butcher knife.
All right, I'll give you one after the show.
All right.
This guy.
The invasion of crane flies.
Well, I have a question, though. Do crane flies know kung fu?
They do not know kung fu.
Is that what the crane style is after, the crane fly? Like, I'm confused now.
I'm going to help you. I'm going to quench your confusion.
So edumacate me.
I'm going to edumacate you. So around the country this time of year, everybody has, like, invasions of certain bugs.
Flymageddon.
Flymageddons, per se. Back east, they get, what are they, cicadas or something that come out? We get...
Cicadas. Are those beetles that eat your flesh?
I don't know what they are, but I know that they're just beetles that come out of everywhere. Everybody has an invasion. One few years back, we get it around right after the monsoon season starts. We have an invasion of grasshoppers.
Yes.
The loci.
And I'm telling you, I'm always looking for Pharaoh because there's just way too many locis.
Loci, isn't that Thor's brother?
It is Thor's brother. So the crane flies are out right now in Arizona, and they are everywhere. Now, it was Flippius that told me that, hey, you don't want to kill them because they eat the smaller mosquitoes. And I didn't realize they were called crane flies. I was calling them cartoon-sized mosquitoes.
Because that's what they look like.
They do look like the cartoon-sized mosquitoes. For those of you that are watching this live, you will be able to see a picture of these nasty, invasionist creatures of the earth. The crane fly. And I purposely selected a picture of a crane fly in someone's hand so you can see how monstrous these mother effers are. Am I lying? That is not Photoshopped. Those suckers are that big.
Yeah, they're no smaller either.
That is huge.
Those crane flies are that big. Now, I hate anything that doesn't talk a learnable language, bark, or swim. That's my rule. You got to talk a learnable language, bark, or swim. If you can't do one of those three things, I don't like you.
So you don't like cats?
I don't like cats.
Even though Catanese is a learnable language?
Catanese is not a learnable language.
Actually, it
honored
is.
Honored by the Urban Dictionary.
What about bears?
Actually, Catanese is an actual language.
Catanese is a language, but not cats. I don't like cats.
You see what I did there, though?
Yeah, he switched it around.
So now he has to backtrack.
Cover
his backpack.
Go to Google.
I ain't got a backtrack.
I don't care.
I love that sound.
So these crane flies are everywhere in Arizona right now.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So I was talking to D-Tay and Ryan Scott of Full Court Press Radio this Tuesday.
That's exactly how he says his name every time he sees him too.
Every time.
Scott!
Bet you it gets annoying after like five times.
No, it just looks like he's gonna poop himself.
Yeah. But long as it's not on American flag.
Is that why he's so brown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these things, these crane flies, they do not eat other mosquitoes, as Philippius said. No. They do eat nectar, and some of them say they don't even eat at all.
Mm.
So if you have
anorexic flies?
Yeah, and they are anorexic if you look at them because they just got bony legs, bony little bodies, and they're born that size. So I did a little bit more research in these sons of bitches because they're everywhere. They are literally everywhere. If you are in Arizona right now, in Phoenix, and you run down the street with your mouth open, you are going to eat three of these things.
Oh, wow.
I guarantee you, you're going to get three of them in your mouth.
And actually, you are very correct in labeling them sons of bitches because I heard... when I did my little research, that the female crane fly is actually referred to as a flying bitch.
Of course she's a flying bitch. Because the bitch want to be everywhere. Bitch all up in my business.
Yeah. All up in the business.
All up in my business. I don't need that bitch coming around there looking at me like I'm all crazy and stuff.
Bitch
looking
is all
me
in
up
the business.
And down.
Business bitches.
I saw that crane fly come downstairs. That crane fly was standing around. I said, what the hell are you doing? And that crane fly going to look at me up and down. You know what that means? So I backed up. I said, bust a move. Bust a mother effing move.
Yeah, Bernie Mac right there, ladies and gentlemen. There you go, KJ.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
So from Tucson News Now, they say, no, they are not giant mosquitoes, Philippius. And they also are not mosquito eaters, Philippius. And whatever Bill told you filled your head with that lie. Okay. It had to be your Bill.
I was on the internet.
And of course, they can never put anything that's wrong on the internet.
Exactly.
Where did you read that?
On the internet.
Can I talk now?
Yes, go right ahead. I was having a
moment. Going back to this picture.
Yes, going back to the picture.
You can see, obviously, it's not a mosquito. How? Because mosquitoes have one giant nose thing. You can see in this picture, there are two.
But then also, and of course, my computer would die right now.
Because your computer is suicidal maniac.
My computer is suicidal maniac. And they do. They have all the characteristics of a cartoon-sized mosquito. They have the legs. They have the little sucker thingy. But they don't suck blood.
No.
Literally, what Tucson News Now website is telling us is that the crane flies are essentially harmless.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? Harmless is one thing, ugly and annoying is another. You're sitting there outside trying to enjoy what used to be nice weather in Arizona because it's 500 degrees outside today.
Oh, man.
You're sitting outside trying to enjoy the nice evenings. The evenings are what's beautiful right now. And you're sitting there, and then all of a sudden, and these things must be blind, because when they fly like Philippius walks when he's drunk. Bumping into everything, can't see nothing, don't know what it just hit, and doesn't know, okay, well, then fine, this feels comfortable, I'll just stay here. I was in my backyard before coming to the show after I fell down the stairs this morning. Coming to the show, and a crane fly just flying around like Philippians.
Is that why your hat's all crooked?
And then it's like, oh, look, there's a big landing spot right there on my shirt. And of course, what do? I scream like a bitch because they're huge and they're ugly. They have no purpose. What purpose do they serve? What do they do? Do they pollinate other trees? What's the purpose of them? They are little squeaky nasty pods that are in the ground until rain comes and they Frankenstein up out of the ground and they fly up. And then you know what? I've seen them having sex on my front door.
Wow.
They get booty to booty and they just go at it. I went out there and interrupted the two, and one crane fly was so big, he looked up at me and asked me if I had a light.
He must have just got the booty.
He must have just got the booty. I looked at that crane fly and I said, crane fly, what the hell are you thinking? He said, I know. You know what I'm thinking.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. Check out the booty.
These things are nasty and disgusting and they're harmless, but they're annoying. So D-Tay and Ryan dragged me out to the movies on Tuesday night, and then me and Mocha Cup and my attempts on trying to do the ultimate sin with him went out with Mocha at 1 o'clock in the morning to what I would classify as the mirrorless bathroom IHOP.
Oh, I didn't go in the bathroom.
I went in the bathroom.
Because you're scared.
I went in the bathroom, and when I came out of the bathroom, I had to get a tetanus shot.
I got a tetanus shot.
I go into the mirrorless.
That's because you were making guacamole with your.
This guy right here made me get one.
Yeah,
because you misused your salsa maker.
Yeah. It was kind of rusty, too.
Word to the wise, never piss off your salsa maker. So we go, and we're at the IHOP. There was like four other people in there. Two of them had to be homeless.
Did it smell?
And I hear the crane fly behind me.
It was huge. It was huge.
Describe. And then D-Tay, of course, is give me a close-up shot, Mr. DeVille.
I got you.
D-Tay is like this when it comes to the crane fly, and it's going to be visual. He's like. Corey, that thing is huge. Turn around and look at it. No! If I turn around and look at it, I'm going to be scared.
This is Corey. This is Corey. Why I'm like, turn around and look. He's like, no. I can't turn around. No. Because if I turn around, I'm going to leave. If I turn around and I see it and that thing comes at my face, I'm out of here. How can I see? And I was like, well, do you want to switch spots with me? No, because then I'm going to be looking at it, and then I'm going to have to leave. And he goes, and if you stop looking at it, I know it's coming. I know it's coming near me, so don't stop looking at it.
And the whole time in the background, I hear just... I can just imagine what those crane flies are thinking when they're flying around. Like, oh my God, I've only been alive for 12 hours. They didn't learn. What am I? Well, look, there's a fat guy that looks like he's scared of me. So I'm gonna fly over there and then I'm gonna land on that big fat guy because he's not gonna be able to run away. Why did I? I should not have landed on that poop earlier. That poop must have had been laced with something. I don't know what was that. I don't think I'll just maybe. I'll just go over here. I'll just see what this guy. Oh, and this guy doesn't look like he's scared of me, so I'll fly over here and see. Yeah, well, I'm a crane fly. Hello, I only invade Phoenix. Phoenix and I are good friends. No, I'm gonna land right here. Corey. That's what they do. I hate these things. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Fat Guy Radio Show playlist. Thank you.
I'm gonna start catching them and bring them over.
I will kill you.
I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to get a whole jar full of crane. I'm going to have 15 million in a jar.
And at that moment, our friendships would cease.
It's going to crane fly grenade.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in a glass jar, and I'm just throwing it in the kitchen.
There would not even be... Blow! There wouldn't be...
Flymageddon! You get a crane fly. You get a crane fly. We all get crane flies. Check on your seat. There's crane flies everywhere. Oh, crane flies!
There would not be 1 ounce of funny in you doing that.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go out to the studio right now. I got a crane fly.
Guarantee you there's some in here because you don't know how to close the doors.
Of course. I do it on purpose.
Exactly.
These things are
everywhere. I opened up the window earlier and took off the screen. Was that wrong?
Of course. Why? Yeah, that's wrong. One, no. Two, no.
I wanted some fresh air, right?
That would be the end of our... You can crane fly... like I said, if you don't speak a learnable language, excluding Cantonese, dirty knees, somebody please help me, geez. Or if you don't bark or you don't swim... And I mean fish, Philippius, not bears.
They swim, all right?
They do swim.
Bears swim, and they catch the fish. Hey, would you get mad right now if I just blew this crane fly whistle? Got my crane fly whistle here.
That is not a crane fly
whistle. It's a crane
whistle.
Fly whistle. I'm going to blow it. I'm going to blow it.
Imagination.
Crane fly. That's a crane fly whistle.
Wait, hit your crane fly whistle one more time. Okay. What was it? Hit your crane fly whistle.
Crane fly.
Here they come. Oh, here they come, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's a crane fly whistle.
Here they come. They're flopping around.
I'm going to go find the fat guy to land on him. I'm going to find the fat guy. Oh, look, there's a wall right there. Oh, the wall. I'm going to go find the fat guy. Let's go find the fat guy. I'm going to go chase the fat guy back into his house. I'm not going to let him spend any time in his yard. I'm going
to... Those things suck.
Speaking about your yard.
Yes.
Well, why the hell were you outside today?
I went outside because I needed to mow my backyard. Here's the thing. I mowed my yard last night. I tweeted it out. I mowed my yard last night like at 6:45, which was dusk here in Phoenix.
It was a pretty decent weather.
Yeah, it was nice weather, but I had to do it because right now my lemon tree is blossoming. Mm. And then there's outside of the crane flies, now I've got the bees.
Mm.
Let's go find Corey. I'm going to stick my stinger in. Oh, there it is, right there. Chase him into the house. Chase him into the house. Get in the house, you fat boy. Run, run, run. I'm a bee.
You should let him sting you. That's probably the most action you're going to see in your lifetime.
Ooh. It might even feel good.
It hurts. I'm sorry. It's true.
That was your last.
I love how the fact that today's show is filled full of insect impersonations.
Yes. My precious. To get the fat guy. I bet his blood tastes like ragu.
Chase him in the house. Chase him in the house. Here, chase him in the house. Chase him in the house. Get back in the house. Get back in the house. And then you got those big, huge, black
but he does that pretty good, doesn't he?
I know. I thought that was actually the salmon.
And then he's got those then we've got those big, huge black ghetto mambo bugs.
Are those like June bugs?
June bugs. Oh, you know what I mean?
Carpenter bugs.
Carpenter bugs or whatever they are. The oh my gosh, they're horrible.
They're called Robert Ory bugs.
Robert Ory bugs. And I need my, because they Steve Nash me all, they Robert Ory me all the time.
Oh, man.
They come across the court when I'm trying to dribble up and they just hip check me and take me out.
Well, that's Bruce Bowen.
Oh.
Well, a little bit of both.
Well, you know, that's just how it comes when we try to talk about sports on the show because.
Yeah, you just fall flat on your face.
All right.
My jokes don't go over. I don't care. Everybody, I don't care. I don't. He does not care. I don't care.
All right, folks. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Hopefully, I'll be able to reconnect and get to my show notes now that my computer. But if you're coming to Phoenix, skip between the month and the crane flies start to die off around April.
Oh, that's when it starts to get hot.
That's when it starts getting hot because the crane flies, they got one thing that's smart. Get the hell out of town before it gets too hot.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on the other side of this break. FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Lies the snake in the sun in my disgrace. Boiling heat.
He's hot as hell. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, springtime is here, or it's on its way, depending on what part of the country you're in. And springtime means Mother Nature is ready to put on a show with all her glorious blossoms and foliage. Capture the beauty of springtime with a new DSLR camera from Amazon.com. Shop through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Spring also brings spring cleaning. Amazon has you covered there as well. All the household cleaning supplies you will need, from Swiffer dusters to wood floor polishing. Maximize your time by shopping Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. While you're out taking those beautiful pictures with your new DSLR camera, your cleaning supplies are waiting at your door. Simplify your life like I do and shop Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. For all your online shopping needs. I told my new office about Amazon, and they did a rate comparison to what they were spending on another vendor. Amazon's had the lowest prices for all the everyday office supplies. Business owners, administrative assistants, students, lawyers, even stay-at-home moms. Amazon has benefit for everyone. The kids as well, with Amazon's streaming service with Amazon Prime. Free shipping with an Amazon Prime account as well. You know it, you love it, but remember to do it all at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon or by clicking the Shop Amazon tab on our website. Well, well, welcome back to the show, folks. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by DT and Philippius, our executive producer.
Yes.
Did you hear about how advertisers are pissed about YouTube?
No, what's going on with that?
So, YouTube, of course, this kind of falls into the category of how the wild, 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 wild internet is uncontrollable.
Okay.
ISIS, the people that are killing off people, basically, put training videos up on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And YouTube, and then they click, and then YouTube, of course, because, you know, they want money, will put commercials in front of the videos at random.
Well, yeah.
So Downy and other advertisers commercials are playing before the ISIS training videos.
Wow.
Are your togas not soft enough? Try new Downy fabric softener. We'll get your jihad started off on the right foot.
Your jihad is snuggly soft. So advertisers are starting to notice this because what it looks like when a commercial plays, because if people experience this sometimes with our Ustream feed.
Yeah.
With our live Ustream feed, it gets preempted by commercials through Ustream. And that's just because, you know, we're just not at that level where we can pay Ustream to not interject their commercials. That's a huge thing. Keep shopping Audible. Keep shopping Amazon. Keep buying Halo 6.
And go to Vegas through Vegas.com.
And go to Vegas.com so we can turn that off. But we know our show gets preempted by commercials. Sometimes the commercials will be timed perfectly with our real commercials, so they don't really miss any type of the show. So advertisers are concerned that their products are being represented in front of these ISIS. ISIS is a terrorist group.
Yeah.
And you go and you and there's these videos of ISIS training on how to kill the Western American in under 60 seconds with ease. And before you see that training, you're being told about, you know, Pepsi or Coke. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I get where they can see that as like, oh, it looks like we're supporting them. But, I mean, that's a lot better because we know that, okay, they were able to get their video on YouTube. YouTube automatically puts commercials in front of these things. Like, it's,
yeah.
They put them in front of every video.
Yeah,
every
they
video
do.
Has a commercial. So I think that
whether you make money off of it or not,
exactly.
But that's just YouTube. I can't bitch about it. That's the reason why you've got to watch us on our exclusive
Vimeo page.
Thank you, Lip, for trying.
He tried.
I commend you. You
he
didn't
tried.
Just sit there in the cut. You actually tried.
Yeah.
You came a little late, but you gave it your 21%.
You got my Mio in there,
you
right?
Got,
yeah.
You got your Mio in.
You got it. But I mean.
All right, I'm sorry.
But no, I think
big
it's
big B over there.
I know, right? It's big daddy B.
Big daddy B.
Big daddy B.
That's what BDB Radio Network stands for. Big daddy B.
I'm gonna sting you in the earlobe.
In the earlobe.
That's where I got stung.
In the earlobe?
Yeah, when I was in the second grade chasing Amber Matthews around the tree. I got stung on the earlobe.
That's when you decided your sexual orientation needed to change?
No, yeah. I was like, oh my God, I am not chasing these kitty cats anymore because I get stung in the bee. I don't want it stuck in my ear. Now I want it stuck. I'm going to get the fat guy. Get the fat guy. All right, so ISIS video.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's better that they put them in front instead of, like, you're watching the ISIS training video, and in the middle he goes, and when you're just about to kill the Western American, you know, I just grabbed me this nice little Pepsi Cola.
Yeah, or you're sitting there and they're just
the blood of the infidels.
They're just about to behead the young American boy, and then in a pop up you hear.
He is the most interesting man in the world.
Right? Or like
drink beer.
After they
when I do. I prefer those Zackies.
that's great beer right there. I'm sorry.
I don't agree.
Or like when after they behead them,
yeah.
Like, oh man, look at my shirt. Look at me shirt. There's so much blood on my shirt. But you know what? When I get the blood on my shirt, I just washed off the blood of the infidel with some nice Tide. and then the Tide, you know, kind of stiffens up my clothes. So I use some Downy.
Downy, yeah.
Downy.
Yeah.
Ooh, snuggle this soft.
Exactly. Like, or you're sitting there, you're watching the ISIS videos, and they just beheaded, you know, 14 Americans. And they're like, man, I wish my mother could see me, and I could take a picture of this and text it to her, but I can't because I have this iPhone. I should have gotten a
droid.
And I would be able to send this too. Droid. ISIS. Brought to you by Droid.
Like, I mean, come on. It, what would you rather have? Would you rather have your video before where you can actually be like, everyone's like, oh, you know, these companies don't support
what
this?
I would rather have is I understand YouTube is a Google company, but I would rather have this is all an effect on the fact that it's greed.
Yeah.
It's just greed. You know,
you got to make money somehow.
I understand they got to make money. We got to make money too. We got mouths to feed, clothes to bed. I got bills.
Shit.
What in the world? Just...
My lens just popped out.
Oh my God. I thought DT lost an eye.
Okay. I'm just going to do the show half blind.
Oh my God. What just happened?
I can't see out of my left eye right now. My lens popped out when I was wiping my left eye.
Did your screw fall out of the bottom?
No. At my numbers job, I headbutted a kid because he was trying to get froggy. So I stepped back and said, "What you gonna do, my lover?" And he came at me, so I headbutted him. Nah, I'm just playing. We're playing basketball.
You guys are outside?
Yeah.
I wonder if there are any.
Actually, there was, and the kid got stung. I'd rather not say where he got stung at.
Oh, was it in the ball sack?
No, it was in the backyard.
It was in the butt?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't say it, but I can say it.
We're playing basketball, and he reached for a thing, and he got stung. He's like, "I can't run no more. I can't run no more, coach." And I was like, "Why?" I got stung. I said, "Where'd you get stung where you can't run?" He's like, "Down there."
Oh no!
All right, then go sit. Go to the nurse.
That's horrible. Go to the nurse.
But no, I broke my glasses because me and this kid were playing ball, and then like we're both going for this loose basketball.
Yeah,
and our heads collided and my glasses just shattered.
Oh no.
Wow.
Well, not really shattered. They just broke on one side.
No.
But my lens popped out and he's like, oh, Coach Daniel, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, don't worry about it.
This was your, you should have blamed the kid. I would have blamed the kid.
I would have blamed the kid too.
This is your fault, you little mother Abnormal Walker.
I was like, you should have let me just score.
Yeah, you should have just let me go up. I'm the coach.
Exactly. I'm better than you anyways.
But yeah, they're upset about these videos that are going, that commercials are playing before ISIS videos. And I mean, hell, if you know, what's the difference between the ISIS video and then the fact that it's teaching people how to kill Americans versus, you know, you got, you know, kids fighting in the street on video.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When these videos of these kids pop up on the internet, like Little D tagged me in one of this woman going off in the McDonald's. Did you see this on my Facebook page?
I saw it.
I should have de-tagged myself, but I wanted to keep it on there because I wanted to bring it up on the show. I can't even play the audio because she cursing throughout the whole entire thing. Okay. You in the McDonald's. Was she in the McDonald's?
She was in that McDonald's.
She was in the McDonald's for $6.99. She was losing her rabbit mind. I'll let the video go up on my Facebook page. We'll put it up on Fat Guy Radio Show's Facebook page, even though I think the video is beneath us.
Yeah.
My question is, these videos get shot by several cameras. How do people not notice that these people are holding up their phones, filming you acting the fool, or are you just caught up in the moment? Same thing with the kids. I can't, don't ever tag me in a video with kids fighting kids or out in the street. There's only one kid fighting video that ever impressed me, and I'm sure you've seen this one, is the two boys in the alley. One boy is on a bike.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the one dude is still talking mess as the other kid is riding his bike away from the fight. The kid on the bike finally had heard enough of what home dude was still talking smack while he was four houses up, turned his bike around, riding his bike up the alley. It's just the two kids and the camera guy. So I say that's a fair fight. Come riding back up the alley without breaking stride. The kid jumps off his bike, riding next to the bike, punches the dude that was still talking smack in the mouth, keeps running, hops back on his still rolling bike.
Yes. Yeah.
And jets off into the sunset. That's the only kid fight video that ever impressed me.
That was impressive.
Have you seen that one? I saw that.
He said, all right, keep talking. I'll be right back. Hops on his bike, just takes off, comes, hops off the bike. The bike's still rolling. We used to do that trick all the time.
Ghost ride it.
Ghost ride the bike where you just
ghost
hop off
ride
your bike
the
and
whip
let, and let your bike roll off.
Yeah.
But never have seen anyone accomplish hopping off their bike, running alongside of it, punching a dude in the face, and then running back to catch up to the bike, and then hopping back on, never stopping the bike.
Nope. Never
and
did.
Keep going.
The bike, he stayed within time of the bike. And that dude had, you know what, that's the only coolest. But don't tag me in those. I don't want to see the kids fighting. And I don't understand how these events are taking place and no one notices them. If there's kids fighting out in the middle of the street, I notice. I'm going to say something. I've been in downtown Phoenix at Coronado Park.
Oh.
Which is up the street from North High.
That's Fight Central.
That is definitely Fight Central. And I'm sitting there, and I think I had stopped there for lunch. So I'm sitting in the car having my cheese sandwich and carrot sticks, and just this gaggle of kids.
Oh, I'm going to stop you right there. cheese sandwich and carrot sticks is really code, fat code for chicken parmesan, red sticks.
And I had a turkey rotisserie in the glove box.
All in a feed bag?
Yeah.
Strapped around his neck?
So I'm sitting there, and like this group of kids, one came from 12th Street, the other one came from 12th Way, and they met in the middle. And this was a few years ago. And they met in the middle. And then all of a sudden, you see these hands go in the air holding cell phones. And then the fight commences. There's about a good 30 kids standing out there at Coronado Fire. The fight was going on. The fight took place for, I would say,
3 minutes before cops were falling down from the sky. It was raining police officers.
It looked like the scene from Monsters, Inc. when
C-35. Go. It did. There were cops everywhere. I never once, I scoured the internet, the interhighway for that video, and none of those videos ever made it. Cops were on, how are these, there was an 8 minute kid fight video on YouTube. You could Google, you could YouTube search kid fighting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all, hundreds of millions of videos pop up. There was this statistic you missed. There was a statistic that I wrote down the other day, well, I was, or last week, and I meant to get to it last week. There was a statistic about YouTube, and this is 100% true and verified. On YouTube, there are 300 hours of content uploaded every minute on YouTube.
Wow.
300 hours a minute?
300 hours of content uploaded to YouTube every minute. Philippians, don't try to do the math. You will pass out.
I already got dizzy.
Yeah, you did. 300 freaking hours.
He's back.
He's back. Did you back? I'm sorry. Back. I wasn't paying attention. I was getting ready to segue to the next thing. 300 hours. Could you imagine? And probably 150 to 200 hours of those are fights.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably.
They're absolutely fights. So before we get into the segment that's sweeping the nation, I got to do what everybody knows that I love to do. And this is going to give me a little bit of a break here to actually wipe my nose. DT, you looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
You still looking fine as hell.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
And just because I need to clear my throat.
Look at that booty, show me the booty, give me the booty, I want the booty, back up the booty, I need the booty, I like the booty, oh what a booty, shaking that booty, I saw the booty, I want the booty, Lord what a booty, bring on the booty, give up the booty, loving the booty, round booty, down for the booty, I want the booty, hunting the booty, chasing the booty, casing the booty,
casing the booty. Beautiful. I never heard that one.
What did he say? I missed
he said,
it.
He said hugging the booty, licking the booty. Casing the booty.
Casing.
You know what casing is, right?
I don't know what casing is. That's something all right. people do.
So, no. You case too. You case too, but a whole different kind of case. All right. You case gallons of peat sauce.
Hey,
stuff.
Gallons of peat. You know what? I think I want to go to Pete's Special Sauce tonight.
It's not
called Pete's Special Sauce.
But that sounds pretty good, though.
No, I have an intimate evening planned.
Oh, screw you too then.
With myself. Right.
But he said casing the booty.
Casing the booty. Please explain to us what casing the booty is.
Now, when bank robbers or any robber of any
sort want
to pull off a successful robbery, they usually case the place, which means they go there dressed up regular.
Yeah.
You know, unassuming. And they look around to see where their entry points will be, exit points, how many cameras, guards, when are the changing of the guards. They basically just surveillance the place.
Kind of like what I do in front of your house.
Exactly. Okay. It's called casing.
Or stalking.
So when you're casing the booty, you're trying to figure out, where the entry points of that thing is.
Ooh, where are the entry points? I have a hint for you on where the entry point is. Down the middle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a segment that's sweeping the nation. Damn it, hell. I'm still a little under the weather. The segment that's sweeping the nation.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
That sexy summer mama. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this week on What the Hell is Corey tweeting? You get a tweet. Check on your chat. There's all tweets.
Yay!
All right. This week on What the Hell is Corey tweeting? Corey, the real Corey Blaze.
That's me.
At Corey Blaze, tweeted out.
That's me.
Never do the backstroke with a duck walking on land. I like how that the dings hit. Oh, were you doing that for yourself?
No, I wasn't doing anything.
The dings hit right on par with the ducks walking on land. It was like ding, ding, ding.
That's because you're a radio professional.
I know, right?
You are. Sexy bastard.
So I have a question,
yes.
Corey.
I'll entertain your question.
What the hell were you tweeting? Because I know you weren't talking about King Yong Duck, your favorite Chinese dish from the Goomta Goomta Chinese place.
Goomta Goomta. Goomta Goomta, no. I was basically getting yelled at on the Twitter by Lady K.
What?
Because she's like, where you been? You ain't been tweeting. I said, all right, fine. I will tweet something out right now. So that was the first thing that came up to my mind, and that's what I tweeted out. That's it.
She replied to the tweet, too.
She did.
Lady K at...
Oh, Lady K is working her... Oh, crap. Well, this is a president. Lady K is working her way in, too.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
That's me. So right after Corey tweets on March 9th...
Oh, God. It's what the hell is Corey tweeting reply?
Yeah. At 5:32... Lady K replies on March 9th, 15 at 5:39 at Corey Blaze.
That's me.
Okay. That I won't. Licky face. She's sending a smiley face with the tongue out. I call that the licky face.
That's a licky face?
That's a licky face.
According to her voicemail, it's not my face she wants to lick.
Live you.
Yeah, so Lady K was like, you know, you haven't tweeted anything in a while. Where are you at? I told her I will tweet right now, and that was what came out of my mouth. Never do the backstroke with a duck while he's walking on land, or you might trip over some sand and have a bug in your butt.
Okay.
That's all.
Probably a crane fly in your butt.
A crane fly in the butt. Crane fly. In your butt. I got a crane fly in your butt.
A boom, boom, boom.
Crane fly in your butt.
I said a crane fly in your butt.
A boom, boom, boom.
Crane fly in your butt.
I said a crane fly in your butt.
Boom, boom, boom.
Crane fly in your butt.
I said a crane fly in your butt.
Facebook baby pictures.
Oh, my God.
After.
I'm sorry. I'm like, that's like strikes a chord with me, like all these baby pictures on Facebook, because like all my friends.
Okay, well, when we get back on the other side of this break, man, I got something that's going to blow your damn mind.
Okay.
It's going to blow your mind. I'm struggling to get through this one, but I had my tea. I'm still a little under the weather because I slept with my fan and my window open.
Bad move.
Last week.
Bad move.
And it was on Thursday, and I'm still feeling it. All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Fat Guy Radio.
Do you spend your entire day watching and celebrating the accomplishments of your favorite athletes? Would you literally consider committing a felony just for the chance to smell your favorite athlete's toenail?
Whoa, whoa, dude. I think you're going a little too far here. People aren't that crazy.
Okay,
how about this? Have you ever heard of sports? Yes? Great. Then you'll love Full Court Press Radio. New shows every Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. on FullCourtPressRadio.com. Part of the BDB Radio Network.
It is hot in this damn studio. It's freaking March!
It's the March of the heat.
It should not be this hot! We are proud of our relationship with the industry leading... crap. That's probably why I'm not on my game, because I'm hot. Just turn Wally on there so it should cool down in here soon, hopefully.
Hopefully.
We are so proud of our relationship with the industry leading leader of electronic cigarettes. Yes, folks, I'm talking about Halo Cigs! Halo Cigs has literally been a partner with Fat Guy Radio Show probably 9 months after we went live. And they have stuck with us through an endorsement deal and through just a relationship with us. And we can't be happier. And the reason why they have stuck around with us so long is because of you. Those of you that are listening to us. You are either a smoker or you know a smoker and you're trying to convert them. Go into these little smoke vape shops on the corner. You're going to waste your money. You're going to walk out of these stores with a product that is going to work for the first 2 or 3 days and then let you down. I can't tell you the number of people that I know that come around and say, Corey, I tried this thing from this vape shop in Scottsdale or this vape shop in Westridge or this vape shop, Westridge doesn't exist anymore, or this vape shop here or there, and the product was great and then it fell apart and nobody wanted to do anything about it. Get yourself the premium electronic cigarettes. Stop messing around with these side of the road vape stores. They don't have the quality. They don't have the American-made liquid like Halo Cigs has. Halo Cigs, baby, is the top of the line. I use them. You should, too. Stop messing around with these little tinker side of the road vape shops, folks. Get serious about your vaping and do it with Halo Cigs. Give it to me, DT, and do it really great for listener K.
Halo Cigs. I'm vaping, baby.
She's gonna need a towel. All right, so these Facebook pictures. How do you feel about these Facebook pictures, DT? Because you had a visceral reaction to...
What, Facebook baby pictures?
Just Facebook baby pictures. How do you feel about it? I'm gonna blow your mind.
Are we talking about, like, pictures of babies or, like, people who are on Facebook who are now, like, fully adult putting up baby pictures?
Mom, well, the story that I have is a story of a mom who put over 4,000 pictures of her baby's first year on Facebook.
Yeah, get that bit ready, because I don't care, I don't care.
You don't care about 4,000 baby pictures on Facebook?
Look, my sister posted a picture of my my newly born nephew, and I love him the most. But I could really do without baby pictures. Like, okay, yeah, I get you want to share them with people and sure, whatnot, but I'm tired of people making Facebooks for their babies. Oh, what is your 1 year? What is your 1 week old baby need with a Facebook page?
That's not right, and that's not right.
Mm-mm. I work with kids, and one kid said, "Hey, coach, can I follow you on Facebook?" I was like, "You got a Facebook?" He's like, "Yeah, my mom made it for me when I was 3." I'm like, what did you need a Facebook at 3? I was like, you didn't go to college. You ain't got no people you need to connect with. I said, all your people live in your neighborhood.
Yeah, they up the street. Go talk to them.
Exactly. Like,
so this lady is defending the fact that she put 4,000 pictures of her kid up on the Facebook. Look, this is the way I feel about it. There are some people out there that have access to the Book of Faces.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't have good intent for your baby's picture.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the picture of the little naked baby up there,
mm-hmm,
minus the genitalia. Mm-hmm. That's enough for these very sick, twisted people. Would you feel comfortable knowing that that is happening with your baby pictures?
Mm.
One or two of your baby's growth, I understand. Or you in the picture with your baby.
Yeah.
But these creepazoid mothers that put their profile picture is just their kid.
Oh.
I don't think anybody under the age of 16 should have a profile picture. Why are you putting, I understand, you can love your baby, you can put your baby on, I mean, the little fella was born, he was the cutest little thing ever, you want to throw him up against the wall, he bounces off, he giggles. I understand that. But you don't want to put your baby on blast on internet when there is people out there that are not going to honor your baby's picture, and you won't even know that, and then you wonder why your window is cracked on your baby's room and you wake up the next morning and your baby's gone.
Exactly.
Because you put in your baby, you are advertising your child.
Just yes, like they say, they be telling women, oh, don't dress scantily clad in your profile picture.
Yeah.
You're warranting unwanted attention. You're doing the same when you post up 15,000 pictures of your baby.
And people out there don't honor your baby pics like you do.
I just seen the other day on the Book of Faces, I seen a relationship status where the profile pics were a lady with her baby.
Yeah.
It was a picture of her baby. And the fella had a picture of his dog. So it was like the dog just got in a relationship with the baby.
Yeah, the dog just got in a relationship with the baby.
Wow. And I was wondering why they would get so much backlash. Because you just sanctioned a relationship between your dog and his baby.
It's a baby. It's a even kids. I don't even like little fella having pictures of himself. He's 14. I don't like him about to be 15. I don't like him even having pictures up on the book of faces because it's advertisement for him. I don't like that.
No, I feel you.
I mean, hell, I don't even have my picture up of myself on my own Facebook page. Actually, I do.
I do.
Mm-hmm. It's my badass picture with me on the bike.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. That was looking legit.
I know. That was like 3 years ago, and I was literally wearing this shirt.
Oh, you were, weren't
you? I was. Would you like to reenact that? And this time, you be me, and I will be the bike. All right, folks, we got to get the hell out of here, and I got to crawl into the bottom of a NyQuil bottle. All right, folks, today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. With over 150,000 titles to choose from, Audible.com surely has something for you. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/FGRS and receive a free audiobook of your choice. That's audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the audible.com banner on our website.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of the B2B Radio Network.
For advertising on the mighty Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is where you can interact with the show. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, subscribe free on iTunes, and catch a live video replay on an exclusive Vimeo page.
After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze is my daily blog. Read it, leave comments, and share. After the Levels at afterthelevels.com.
Get your 2 cents in, America.
2 cents in, America.
For a corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, Snail Mail, BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show, P Box, 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85085080.
Hooked on phonics works for me.
Let me do that one more time.
Yeah, take two.
Snail Mail.
Snail Mail.
BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show, box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. There we go.
There you go.
Email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are open now. Wake up, Corey.
Oh, Jesus. Don't forget, people of the internet, Fat Guy Radio Show, it took you forever to read the three lines. Fat Guy Radio Show is going prime time April 16th. Why?
Because it's your birthday.
Because I said so.
Because Saturdays don't want no more.
Saturday,
that's how I
no
feel
more.
Like I'm talking right now, because the top of my nose has fallen into the top of my mouth. Because Saturday don't want no more.
Sloth like chunk.
I'm smart.
I is intelligent. I is important.
All right, people for Philippians and DTM, Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us, listen, like, and laugh. Everybody join us next week for another Fat Guy Radio Show. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Swiffer Ninja. Yeah.
Hey now, hold on, wait a minute. Have you looked at our sponsors on fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors? Well, why don't you take your silly ass over there right now and have a gander. There is amazing deals only available to those that listen to fatguyradioshow.com. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Now the show's over.
One, you're running fast, though.